try and finish his rush, hopefully soon. But we were just getting, let's just go over the problems where we were holding so we can have some clarity. Basically, one more second. Okay, hello, Rabbi Meir. So basically, the rush went ahead and seemed to contradict himself from one line to the next. That was the biggest problem. Is the rush bring, Rab makes a statement, Karen Shane Shaganav, Tashumi Dao Degishah, Karen Fel Dao Degishah Samadha Bedin. And the Rush says, where does Rab get it from? First, he says it's from a drasha, because it, the Pasek, the Gupe Lo Istrik, so it's added to the Yuka. And then he says it's a Svara. What's a Svara? Karen Gain Shaganav, because that's what you're paying for. And Kapel Dao Degishah Samadha Din, Timoy Demifter. And then the very next line, he says that Kefel Dao that Dao the Hey, you pay from Shas Ficha Mechira. And he brings a raya from Karen. So our problem was, the biggest problem is, you just told me that it's a Svara, that you don't pay, that you pay from the later date. Because he made them ifter. Now the Svara of he made them ifter would say that you should pay from Shas HaMadeh V'din Mamish. So how can you just ignore that Svara? You just said a Svara. Imanashach, if the Svara is right, then it should tell you Dao Dehei Shas HaMadeh V'din Mamish. If Dao Dehei is not Shas HaMadeh V'din Mamish, and it proves to you from Dao Dehei that the Svara is not right. But how can you have your cake and eat it? How can the Rush use that Svara to explain why we know Kefel is Shas HaMadeh V'din? And even he's using that Svara, even by Dao Dehei, to explain why it's at Shas Kineva and Tficha Mechira and not in Shas Kineva. So he's using the Svara by Dao Dehei, but only part way. Like either it is a good Svara, it's not a good Svara. Either it's right or it's wrong. Right, that was our primary problem.
Rebbe, I thought I was reading the Chelkas Kohen.
Yes.
On the Blotshear.
Yes.
And he has a few pieces there. The main push was that there are two mechayvim. There's a mechayiv because of Hashev Tashiv. There's a mechayiv of Nezek. And they're both there at the beginning, at the very onset. And he plays with it so that when one disappears, the other one pops up. Something along those lines.
But that's why
the Rush has
does that have to do with here with Dao Dehei? How does that help us?
Yeah, I don't remember how he fit that in. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But that was the basic hakiri. He wanted to say there's two mechayvim.
Okay. I'd like to know whose notes he was using.
That was Chaim Trapper.
No, I want to know whose notes Chaim Trapper was using.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. I'm not sure because I have a vague recollection. I sent in my notes on this sugya. That's why I'm just curious. Uh-huh. I don't even remember if I did or didn't. I wasn't the blotcher for this sugya. So I'm curious if I don't remember if I sent in my notes or not. But okay. Anyway, the mice again. So The main question that we had was that there seems to be a stira in the Rush. That the Rush says that he uses the Svara V'mayidem Mifter. He uses the Svara V'mayidem Mifter to go ahead and to move the, to tell you why Kefa was Shas HaMadeh V'din. He even uses the Svara V'mayidem Mifter for Dao Dehei. To move it away from Shas Kineva to Shas Tficha Mechira. So he's using the Svara V'mayidem Mifter by Dao Dehei, and yet he's not using it. Because if you really held it as Svara V'mayidem Mifter, you would go ahead and have it even by, you would move it all the way to Tficha Mechira. That sounds to me like the biggest kasha. Then we had some other kashas. But let's start with this question. Maybe let's start. I said to all the guys in my share, we have to have a beachhead. I said, that's like Lepicha, like Rishiva. We have to have these answers. Start with one answer, one question. So what do you people say about this question? Start to make life easy. Start with one question. The Rosh says, he himself says as far as the Imaidem Mifter, and he uses it, apparently he's using it for Dao De Hei to push you away from Shas Yeneva, but yet he's not using it to push you all the way to Shas Hamad Bedin. So how can that be? Either is it a good Svara or is it not a good Svara?
Well, if you learn like the Rosh Shiva, it's Midin Mazik. Tficha Bechira is a Din Mazik.
Tficha is a Din Mazik?
Yes. You're a Mazik.
I know, but Rosh Shiva said, is a Din Mazik?
Well, we know it's a Knas, but it's not the same Mechayiv as King Shagonov, right?
What about the Nasivas?
But what about, I don't see how that helps anything, but there's the Svara of Imay the Mifter. First of all, I don't believe Tzvicha Mechira is a din in Mazik. Tzvicha Mechira is a din in the Dao of the A is a din in Geneva. A Ghana based Dao of the A. If you walk over to to your friend's Behema, and
so that's the Kasha. How's that different than Kefil then?
If you talk about Umachar. But if I would walk over to your animal without stealing it, and I'm talking about a you don't pay Dao De Hei. Dao De Hei is only limited to a Ganav. There's no din. If I decide to mazik your behemoth by Tavach U'mocher, there's no Dao De Hei. That's mazik. Mazik, you only pay Karen. Dao De Hei is a special knas that's given to a Ganav when he's Tavach U'mocher. I don't believe it as in.
I don't have the life shot then. Okay.
Is Rabbi saying that even in the Katsus, who holds that the Tavr Shasi is Hazuk?
Yes.
And Rashi says that Tavr Shas is like Tzvicha Bechira?
Yes.
So how does that work out?
I don't know. I didn't see it excise inside the Rebbe. It doesn't sound right that you need it might be that Mazik after Geneva, okay, but it's predicated on the Maisa Geneva. Maybe you need two steps. First you do Geneva and then you do Mazik, okay? But it's only chayiv and tavach u'mochar if you're a ganav.
Isn't there a mitzvah of hezek included in geneva and gazela by definition? Like there's a reason it's in part of the chaf dalet avos nazik and includes geneva and gazela. Okay. So
I'm saying, but you're not chayiv. One thing for sure, if you would just stop do tavach u'mochar, there's no dial day.
Yeah, it's only
tavach u'mochar is a built on the Maisa Geneva. Now maybe you tell me that's a Maisa Mazik Mazik after you steal, then that's what happens. Okay, that could be. First you have to steal and then you have to be Mazik. Okay. Maybe Rabbi Meltzer is right, then it's about, but I don't know how that's gonna help us yet. But why is he, you know, the Maisa it's a Knas. You should have this thought if he made them Mifter. And why doesn't the Svara of Maida, as the Rosh is using the Svara of Maida Mifter by Dao De Hei, Haraya, he says it. He says that there's the Rosh says the Svara of Maida Mifter by Dao De Hei, and yet he doesn't use it all the way. Like how can you, either you use it or you don't use it? What do you people say? Any ideas?
I mean, Rebbe, I don't have it fully worked out, but I was assuming in the Rosh that when he's saying that this is far away, it could be B'Shas HaMad V'Din, he's not saying by a Knas, it's an absolute why it has to be there. It's just when we're dealing with a Knas, it's a possibility that the Torah has an option. If they want, they can make the Knas at that time. So maybe he's just saying, as far as why Dalet V'Hei, there's an option that the Torah could make it at that time.
Okay. All right. I happen to agree with you. That, in other words, I agree with you. I would say like this, but it's just a little different words. That by, in other words, by Dao Dehei, without the Svara of Itava of Emayde Mifter, there's two possible, this might be what Rashi was saying too, but in other words, there's two possible time frame that you could be Mechayim, because in order to Mechayim Dao Dehei, you need two different Maises of Averis. You need a Maise Geneva, and you need a Maise Tavach U'Macher. So now, when are you being, which one are you going to, which one are you going to be Mechayivim? If you're going to be Mechayivim to pay the Dao Dehei from the Shas Geneva, you'll use that price. If you use Mechayivim to pay from the Shas Tficha, you'll use the other price. And once you pay from one, you pop to the other. That is Raya. Rashiva did bring from the fact that the Rosh had to say Shayachayte Nisker. In other words, that you have two possible choices of times of how to pay. So there's two Yashrises. There's a Yashris that you should pay from Shas Geneva, because the Geneva is what's making the Chiyuv. There's a Yashris that you should pay the Dao Dehei from Shas Ficha Mechira, because the Tficha Mechira is making the Chiyuv, right? In other words, Geneva is also what's making the Dao Dehei. You wouldn't have Dao Dehei if you didn't steal. Tficha Mechira is also making the Dao Dehei. So we have a choice of two Svaras. If we have a choice of two Svaras, and you'd have to pick which one, so instead of saying eeny, meeny, miny, mo, we say, Moedem Mifter. So Moedem Mifter isn't the Svara. In other words, we're limiting the Svara of Moedem Mifter. I think what you're saying also. You know, we thought in our Havamina that Moedem Mifter is a Svara that says that it's impossible for a Chiyav to be Chau. A Chiyav can ask to be Chau. There's a chance that he can be Moedem Mifter. Therefore, it's impossible. You can't. The Torah is not going to put a chiyuv on you. Called man, you have the ability to make that. So then you can't have a chiyuv called him a mother b'din, because it could be he'll be made the mifter. But now we're saying, no, it doesn't mean it's impossible. Of course it's possible. You can have a chiyuv right away. It just means that if there's a choice, if there's two options, if there's two valid options and they're both good options, you can pay Mishas Geneva, you can pay Mishas Ficha Mechira, and they both make sense. So if we have to choose which one, so we would prefer to pick the one that jives with Emayde the Mifter. Mimele, we can't say that you pay Mishas Amadre Din Mamish, because that's not an option. There's no reason why you should pay Mishas Amadre B'din. Nothing is happening at Shas Amadre B'din. There's no Sivas HaMechayiv. So there's no logical reason whatsoever why you should pay Mishas Amadre B'din.
Why does the Rosh bring it?
Why does the Rosh
bring it? Why does the Rosh use it? He says his first approach is Amadre B'din, right?
No. The Gemara, Rav said Mishas Amadre B'din.
Right.
The Rosh says Shas Amadre Din by Kefo means literally Shas Amadre Din. By Dao Dehei, it means a middle time, not Shas Geneva, but rather Shas Tficha Mechira.
But that Mechayev came afterwards. I think the problem was, if you have the original Mechayev by Shas Geneva, and that's because Moedem Mifter, how does the second Chiyuv supplant it? How does it make it either or? You have already the first one.
I'm saying the Rosh isn't dealing with. This the Rosh takes for granted that you have two, and it's what you were claiming with Rashiv, okay, that there's two possible times of Chiyuv. And the by Dao Dehei, there's only two possible times of Chiyuv. There's either, because yeah, in order for the Chiyuv to be, you have to pick a time, it has to be a time when you did something. So the Dao Dehei is a conglomeration. You're doing, the reason why you're Chayav Dao Dehei is because you did a conglomeration of two Averas. You did an Avera of Geneva, and you did an Avera of Tficha Mechira. So the man Chiyav should come, the chalos chiyuv and the zman of the chiyuv and the hashar of the chiyuv should come at one of the moments of times of when you're doing the action that's bringing the chiyuv. So if I didn't have the svar of Maida Mifter, I would have said maybe Da'aveh is coming Mishas Geneva, because Geneva is one of the ingredients that's bringing the chiyuv. Makes sense. The other possibility is to bring the chiyuv and Shas Ficha Mechira, because that's the other ingredient. So I don't know which way to go. So it comes on the svar of Maida Mifter and says that there is preferable. It's a preference. It's not that it's impossible to make a chiyuv later, to make a chiyuv earlier. But if you have a choice and they're both good and it's a toss-up, so there's a preference to take the one that jives with Imayi de Mifter.
Now, the latter one doesn't jive with Imayi de Mifter. The latter one does not jive with Imayi de Mifter either.
Yeah, it jives more. So in other words, what does Imayi de Mifter say? That we might have a problem that you're making a chiyuv, and then maybe he's going to become Maida, and then you're going to have to take off the chiyuv. So why make a chiyuv, and then he's going to have to take it off? So before we started learning, before a few minutes ago, we thought that that's an impossibility. The Rosh is saying, it's impossible for the Torah to put a chiyuv on a person. The Torah would never put a chiyuv on a person if there's a possibility that we're going to have to take it off of his Maida. So now F.C. Greenberg is saying that no, the Torah would do such a thing. If you put a chiyuv, and if you take it off later, you take it off. Well, it's not the end of the world. It's a little extra work. You have to erase what you did. Okay, so it's a little extra work. If shot is, you have a choice. You have two choices, and they're both viable, good choices, and one of them will avoid the problem of Imay de Mifter more than the other, right? I said that's like for you, Rabbi Shamir, that one avoids it more. So we might as well pick the option that avoids Imay de Mifter as much as we can. So if you're gonna go ahead and say, so then there's a danger that you're gonna be make a mistake, that he might be Maida all the time till Shas Tvika Mechira, and then you're going to go ahead and you know, make a chiyuv that's not correct. So therefore, we go ahead and we wait. We don't put the chiyuv on till Shas Tvika Mechira. So we put the chiyuv just off it now. We would really, as far as Maida Mifter would say, but wait a second, I'll put it later. But there is no option to put it later, because you can't. There's no option. You can't put a chiyuv when there's no reason to make that zman. But vas epis shas amadu b'din. Nothing is happening at shas amadu b'din. So there's no such option. So therefore, by Da'avei, Maida Mifter causes us to delay it. But it can't move it beyond Tficha Mechira, because there's no possibility to go beyond Tficha Mechira. There's not an option.
Why are you saying Hashas Amadu B'Din, there's no action? The action is the Edim and Bezna Mechayev him.
For what he did, the Edim are Mechayev him. He's being chayiv for what he did previously.
I understand.
His action is what's mechayiv him. So it's a beer, but it's not like that's what's making the chayiv. So since it's only a beer, it's only a gilui milso b'alma. So the chayiv came already.
One can argue that the actual chayiv, you're right, it's the maisa that causes it, but the actual chayiv only happens at Hamad Abedin.
Okay, one could argue, but one could argue the other way.
Okay.
So we're saying that the Rush knows that that's not an option. So he says that there's no logical reason to go ahead and pay from Shas Hamad that it did.
The Dal Vehei, the first time the Chiyuv could come on in terms of, I'm saying the way Rebbe seems to be saying this far of Imode, which I wasn't happening before, was that Imode is that it wouldn't want to make a chiyuv and have it go away. It's sort of like, it's not a good thing to do. So I'm saying, but in reality, we can never make a chiyuv for a dal of hay until the tzvicha actually happens.
I don't know, because then you're asking a question, which I too many questions I can't deal with. You're making driving me.
No, we can say it goes to my freya.
I'll tell you what the question you're asking. The question is you're asking is the Rush said it's a svar that the kevel dal day shot some other din because he made them mifter. Now you're asking, what do you need this for? He made them mifter by dal day. Stop. It's common sense because there's no basis for a Shas Geneva because you didn't have the Tzvicha Mechira yet. And anyway, we don't move it past Tzvicha Mechira. So why is he using the Svar of Imo the Mifter by Da'a Vehe? Right? That's
you could say he's going. No, you could say he's going to Mafreya.
Right. Now there's a means that there is some kind of Havamina that the Chiyav would be from Shas Geneva.
No, but I'm saying if it's only working the if you only say it's working the Mafreya once he does the Tzvichu Mechira, so there's no more of a chash that we're going to make a Chiyav that it's going to go away, whether or not we make it the Mafreya or not, because anyhow, okay, we're only making it once it's a Tzvichu Mechira.
Okay, so say it's slightly a different Svara than the Tzvichu we're making. But it's a Svara that if the Chiyav, so I don't know exactly what the Yashris is. You know, you say it your way, but there's some kind of Yashris that if there's a possibility of my the mifter, so we would have a preference. I'm saying to make it that the chiyuv should come from then, even though the ma'isa there is a possibility of the mafreya. It makes valid sense the mafreya, but the imay the mifter tells you don't do the mafreya, but we're still saying the same structure. You know, you're just saying that you have to say this far a little different. I was saying it too about Batish.
No, because I thought Rebbe was trying to fit, like Shamir was asking, how does Imo de Mifter, if that's a svar for Shas and Mother Bedin, how does it help at all for Shas Tvicha? So I thought Rebbe's svar of.
Because without Imo de Mifter, you would have said it goes by Shas Geneva. And Imo de Mifter and Shas Geneva is a bigger infringement, a bigger of Imayda Mifter than Shas Ficha Mechira, because it's earlier. I mean, the earlier, you know, this is 3 months before Imayda Mifter. It's only 2 months, you know, with the whatever that story is. So since we have a choice, we can have the Chiyav could come from Shas Geneva or Shas Ficha Mechira, whether because it's about Freya, whatever you want to say. So the Svara of Imay the Mifter says that we prefer not to make the Chiyuv coming from Shas Geneva, but rather from Shas Ficha Mechira. But so why did you prefer to make the Chiyuv come from Shas Amadla Din Mamish? We do prefer, but that's not an option. The Imay the Mifter can't make something which is not an option into an option.
So why by Kevel is it an option?
That's a good question. I'll be adopting and ask that question. Right. I agree with you. But I just want to get I want to get my beachhead. Right? I want to get the first step. Right. In other words, we go ahead. I'll give a very simple example, because now we're at graduation time. There's two kids. We have to decide who's valedictorian. I don't even know if we have valedictorian anymore. I don't think we do anymore. But let's make believe we do. We have two kids who are neck and neck to be valedictorian. They both got the same, you know, what's it called? Same score, whatever. So now we have to decide which one we should make valedictorian. So if this is not a good mashal, because I always like to make these mashalim, even though it's not serious. So someone comes and says, listen, you have a choice which one to make. So listen, you should pick Reuven. Reuven's father is a bigger donor.
Right,
so you should pick the bigger donor.
Of course.
Wait, one second. Let me finish my motion. So then you say, oh, wait a second. If that's the case, if you're going to pick the bigger donor, so why are you picking Reuven? Pick Naftali. Naftali's father is the biggest donor. Yeah, but Naftali as a student, there's no shaykhs to be valedictorian. Right? If Reuven and Shimon, they both have shaykhs to be valedictorian, and everything's equal, so then, you know, you pick the one. The father's a bigger donor. But based on the fact that the father is a bigger donor, you can't pick someone who has no shaychus, right? It's not a good mashal, because in most schools, they pick the one who has no shaychus anyway, right? But and amaisa, that's what we're saying here. Making da'a ve'e g'shas amad v'din is no shaychus. So the svara amad v'mifter is only a preference. Right, it's just like, I know it's a nice thing. Why not? It's whipped cream on the cake. It's a good thing. It's not a gzeiras hakosav. You can't have meida mifter. You can't be mechayev the guy when it's meida mifter. It's a preference. It's a nice thing. So if we have a choice of two times, okay, we'll go with the meida mifter svara.
Are we saying that as a reason to not allow Kefil and Arba B'Chamisha to be included within the drasha of Kefil? We're saying, well, we're not going to say it's all Shayach because those it's Imod HaMifter, even the Zman that we're going to be Koveya for them, they're still going to have a problem with Imod HaMifter. So it just sounds a little, I mean, as far as what we're doing with this Svara, what we're doing is we're making a distinction within the drasha.
Okay, are you trying to help me or hurt me?
I'm trying to hurt this idea.
I thought you were helping me. So that's trying and help me. Now the question on the floor is, so then if we're saying that Sandy asked the question, that if we're saying that Imay the Mifter cannot move you to a time that has no shaykhs, so how does Imay the Mifter work by Kefil? There it says by Kefil, obviously, yes, you have to say that Zman HaMoed HaMidin has Shaychus. So someone said, yes, one of the guys said it. I don't remember, right? That's the question. In other words, our point is that we're saying that the reason why Davei doesn't go to Shas HaMoed HaMidin, even though the Svar of Imoed HaMifter would like to push you to Shas HaMoed HaMidin, we prefer to push your Shas HaMoed HaMidin, but you can't push your Shas HaMoed HaMidin because it's not a valid option. There's no basis. Nothing happened to Shas HaMoed HaMidin. So then by Kefil also nothing happened. How do we get pushed to Shas HaMoed HaMidin? So what's the answer? Someone said this answer a few days ago. Zemin the Fun, something did happen to Shas HaMoed HaMidin. What happened? The guy, because someone said, I think someone said, because the fact that the guy didn't return it, Hagufa, that he wasn't made the mifter, and the fact that he kept on holding it, so he's, in a certain sense, he's doing a continuous dealing.
Just to point out, that's against the Pupula Harifta.
Okay. Well.
Tim, but wouldn't the Pupula Harifta answer the?
Wait. I know. Let's just try without the Pupula Harifta. It's hard to work with something I don't understand. So let's try and see what happens. So someone said as far that by Kefil, you could say that there is something happening at Shas HaMoed HaMidin. Now the Kasha comes back, and if by Kefil, so something's happening at Shas HaMoed HaMidin. So by Davei, also something's happening with Shas HaMoed HaMidin. He didn't give back the object. He wasn't my day. Yeah.
That the Pupula Harifta decided that Mari Katz is saying that the Hodah on the Geneva will not, if you already have Adim on the Geneva, the Hodah on the Tzicha Mechira is not going to help you. So I think Hodah only works as far as the Geneva is concerned. It doesn't work as far as the Tzvich and the Mechira. There's a Chiv on Tzvich and Mechira, whether you're Moda or not.
Chiv on Tzvich and Mechira is whether it's so good, but he was Moda on the Geneva. So good. So the Shas HaMoed HaMidin, he could have been Moda on the Geneva. So just like that, when the Chiv of the Kefil comes, so the Chiv of Da'al, they could also come from that.
That might just to clarify, that could theoretically just be a condition in Dal. That's like a Tanai in Dal Vehei. And you're not Chayav Dal Vehei if you're not Chayav Kefil. But it doesn't mean as far as the Chayav Kefil, it's the Chayav Dal Vehei itself. The Chayav Dal Vehei itself is connected to the Hodah. Meaning,
okay, so I think what you're saying, can I say it a little better? But I think it's the same, is that you probably where you were saying that there's a, we view it as a continuous geneva, cause mad that you didn't return it. But Dawud the A, in order to chay Dawud the A, you have to do the Tavach Umocher after the geneva. You can't do the Tavach Umocher and then the geneva. So there's no, if the Tavach Umocher was done earlier, you can't say, well, the man of the Tavach Ficha Mechira is later, because there is no the Tzvicha Mechira is not later, the Tzvicha Mechira is earlier, and the Geneva is later. So what? Geneva, if the Geneva is earlier, that would make sense. You know, there's in order to be the Sivas of Mechaya for Dao of the A is a conglomeration of first a Geneva and then a Dao of Tavach Umocher. So now we have two points of time that you can be mechayvin from. You can be mechayvin from the first geneva or from the tficha mechira. But there's no svara under the sun to be mechayvin from the latter geneva, so to speak, because that geneva came after the tficha mechira. You, that geneva is irrelevant. That relevant to the chiyav da'ah. That doesn't generate the Chiyav Dao De Hei.
How do we know that it doesn't generate the Chiyav Dao De Hei?
Because the Dao De Hei, and we know that Dao De Hei, you have to first steal and then do Tavach Umocher. If a guy would do Tavach Umocher and then steal, would he be Chiyav Dao De Hei? But the guy never stole it. First he went ahead, he went into Reuven's yard, he shepherded his animal, and then he walked on, and then he carried, took the meat and walked off with it. Would he be Chiyav Dao De Hei? I don't believe so. So Dao De Hei has to be Ganav and then a Tavach Umocher. So if we're saying that the fact that you don't return it is a continuous Maisa Geneva, so what? But that Maisa Geneva is after the Tavach Umocher. That's irrelevant and immaterial to Dao De Hei. Because that can't bring about by Kefel. Kefel's chayav for Maisa Geneva. So you're doing a few different Maisa Genevas. You're doing a Maisa Geneva of the Shas Geneva. You're doing a Maisa Geneva called man that you don't return it. So there's a svara that there's two valid times when you can be chayav Kefel. It's two valid times when you can be chayav Kefel. So Imoed the Mifter tells us that we will pick the later time. Fine. But by Dao De Hei, there isn't two. The only valid time in Mechayev you is either Shas Geneva, Shas Ficha Mechira. The latter Geneva is an irrelevancy. So what? So you're stealing later. So Yashikayach. But there's no Tavach Umocher on that Geneva. So that's not going to make Dao De Hei. So the Sarvi Maida Mifter cannot move you to that time. Right, that's a little bit what you, I forgot who I was saying over his chat. Whose chat was I supposed to be saying over in other words? I forgot who I said I was saying. Was I supposed to be saying over your chat, Shamir?
Yeah, I mean, you just said better, but yeah, I hear what Rabbi's saying. Rabbi's just pointing the chor, but like, particularly if the kula heavy can have tficha and then geneva. I mean, it's the geneva that comes before the tficha that's going to start off with the tficha to mechayev, in which case.
So we're saying that there's a yesod that you need a zman chiyuv, because you can't stop being mechayev you out of the blue. You have to have a time of a chiyuv, the mechayev you. So the by Dao De Hei, the only two options are either Shas Geneva, Shas Ficha Mechira. By Kefel, maybe without a pasuk, but the pasuk of the pasuk that we make, it could also be that to make it a little better. That it's not, we're not saying this misvara by Kefel. It could be that this is how we touch up the pasuk. In other words, because when we said a few days ago that when the Rosh said it's a svara, he doesn't mean to say it's a svara all by itself. He means to say, because of course the Gemara clearly said that we learn from a pasuk. He just meant to say that the pasuk is not illogical. You can give a svara to the pasuk, but this is really coming from a pasuk. So by Dawud Kefel, there's a diag in the pasuk that says that you don't bake ancient ganav because the gufeno istrik. So the pasuk is for a diag. So the Havana behind the diag is that the Sibas of Mechayev, one of the Sibas of Mechayev for Kefo, is that you're doing a Geneva by not returning it. Maybe without the Pasuk, he wouldn't have said that. But after the Pasuk, that's how we tighten up. That the Sibas of Mechayev of not returning it. Therefore, since the Sibas of Mechayev are not returning it, that's one of the, therefore, we and there's a Sfarvi Moedim Mifter. So Moedim Mifter said, if you have two Sibas of Mechayev, we always try and pick the latter one. So by Kefo, we have a preference to pick the latter one. But by Dawadei, there is no Sibas of Mechayev. It makes no sense. There is no Sibas of Mechayev that comes later. Therefore, even without any svara, it's obvious that the even though there is a svara, you made them mifter, and the pasuk is ambiguous. The pasuk doesn't say clearly when it's pasuk is just a diyuka. Doesn't say when. It just says not shas shaganav. But we know logically that you can't pay beyond shas tzvicha mechira.
Maybe could the Pilpa Charifta's svara, I was thinking, could help for this also? Because he seems to say a svara that, like, by Dala Vehei, that you can't not have something by the Tvichu Mechira, because then you're going to have, like, some type of svara, you're not going to have any chiyav by Tvichu Mechira. So, like, you need to have some chiyav there. Mashenkin, the kefil is already a payment by the Geneva. I mean, you could say everyone holds...
The problem, I mean, I can have to think this out. The problem is that what our problem was is if that's, let's say the Pupa Rifta, you have to have a chiyuv by Tzvicha Mechira. But Lemaisa, you're going against the principle of Imay Demifter. So you're.
No, I'm saying we still have that svara that we were saying at the beginning of this year, the Imay Demifter is not Mukhruch. I'm saying on the second step to answer Sandy's question about this, what about Kefil?
The Mifter is not a Mukhruch svara. It's only a preference. Yeah, and then by Kefil, so in Kefil, because we have the preference of Moedim Mifter, we opt for it later because we want to get as much as Moedim Mifter as we can.
Right.
Now today, even though we have a preference of Moedim Mifter,
right, but we can't.
We can't go beyond what we can. Right. Okay. That would probably work too. Now there's a main idea is, and we still didn't answer all, because we got to get to the next line of the Rush, which we started on Wednesday. I think we started reading it. Or, I don't remember if we read it or we didn't read it. I don't remember. But the idea that we're saying is, now the main thing we're saying is that Imayda Mifter is not is that you can't get a chiyuv because maybe the guy is going to be maiden. It's only a preference. If you have an option, if you have two options, in other words, it's based on the fact, which is probably what the Rashiva was doing too, because I didn't read the Rashiva. But you know, the beginning of the Rush, the fact that the Rush says that prove this kind of concept that there are sometimes more than one option. There's two options. Otherwise, when you shlei achleitei nisker, there's only one option. So when you have two options, so there could be svaras that tell you which option to go with. But one svara shlei achleitei nisker, that's what the Rush used in the beginning. Now the Rush is just using another svara of meidem mifter, but it's only within the options that you have. When you have two options and you got to figure out which one to follow, So then my the mifter will come in. Let's read that line of Rush now that which did not make any sense. Let's read it and let's see if it's any better. When he brings a rye from Karen. I feel okay by the hay of the Pupuna Charifta. Avo the Indian Ara Khamisha Shaman Kabo Yeshava Bishas Fiko Makira. Tahi Shaita Komakaya. To him, this Yaker called the mother of Din. If the price goes up, lo mishalem ki ashta, you don't pay more. Tafilo karem, im this Yaakov, this itver memeva, mishalem meikara, kime da hashala mide ka'ozo. What happens by Kefo? If this Yaakov called him a mother b'din,
it's mashma. You're going to pay kishas mother b'din. That's what he was saying.
He would pay.
Yeah.
So then, what kind of raya is he bringing? You know, he said dafino karen. Okay, that's karen yard, but kefil not. So maybe dawadvei follows the pattern of kefil. What is this raya?
Kefil we just said is not a raya because kefil is because you're still doing something at the shasmi.
I understand, but the fido is saying what is by Karen. In other words,
you see that you don't go up. You see from Karen that you don't go up. Once you've already hit the point with your chayev, you don't go up.
In other words, Kefil is because you're doing something. Karen, you know, you might have some kind of havamina. You know, this is a different havamina. You would have some havamina that even though, you know, as you're saying like this, so maybe I hear, you know, Shamir is saying it's following Svara, that you would have some havamina that about the Maisa Geneva is for the Chiyav is for the Maisa Geneva. But since your chiyuv for the ma'aseh geneva is a heshivas exeda, so now, and I can't, with the money that you're giving me now, I can't buy back the geneva. So you would have some kind of havamina that even though the shiva semachayev is only for shas geneva, I have to go up. She says, so that we see is not true. Another, this is like a whole different point. In other words, so you're saying like this. The first he says that he wasn't even talking about going up. He was talking about really going down. So he said that the chiyuv goes from shas by kefil, the sibas amachayev is shas amadah din. By daladeh, the sibas amachayev is tavach u'mocher. By geneva, the sibas amachayev is a geneva. Therefore, that explains all the dinner. Now, he says, maybe he's not having news for it, that even though that's true, but maybe since the chiyuv, the pay is, you have to give me money that I can buy back, so maybe the chiyuv itself will change. So he says, you see by Karen, there's no such thing that we lack in, and therefore, obviously, by everything else also, it doesn't change. Fido Karen, in other words, what you're saying, Rabbi Shamir, which is maybe not bad, that this line, the Imnis Yaakov called about the din of Sham Yasha, is not really going back on what he said a line before. And that's because, you know, that was the svara is, where is the moment of chiyuv? Now he has a whole new svara. Now he's bringing in a brand new svara. Right? In other words, okay, that's not so bad. Our problem, what we had, when we were, I don't know when we started, when we read this, is that how can he bring a raya from Karen? Karen doesn't have the svara if he might have been mifter. and now they ask as far as he made them mifter. So what I think Shamir is saying is you're right. He's not, the Havamina has nothing to do anymore with Maidem Mifter. He's finished with Maidem Mifter. He went ahead and he explained that based on the logic of Maidem Mifter, you stop a Shasficha Mechira. Finish. He's not bringing any Raya anymore. Now there's a new Svara, nothing to do with the Svara of Maidem Mifter, that says that we should move you to Shas Tficha Mechira, to Shas Amadu Din, because I'm a new Svara, that because since we want the guy to be able to get back and to get it, to you take this money and buy his thing, so your chiyuv keeps on changing, because you have to give him enough money to buy the thing. So he says, look, even carry, we don't do such a thing. So surely by Dave, we don't change it. But this has nothing to do, this is like nothing to do with what he said before. This is a brand new Svara. And then he said, the Kenim Husa also has nothing to do. Now, this was like a new Havamina, that things change. Okay, then that would answer that our third question. So what let's just go over.
But according to this, why is he not combining the going up in price and going down in price? We had that, you know, why is he saying Christmas Yakir? And then he says, V'cheinim Husdu. Does this answer that?
Everything you it's want.
Unrelated. Well, no, I don't want to, I don't care. I mean, I shouldn't say I don't care. I just want to clarify.
The issues are unrelated, meaning that the high end, the first.
No, it's probably the same Svara, the same Havamina, why you should go by the price of when it goes up, is the same Havamina, why you should go by the price if it goes down. Because since the Chiyuv is to compensate the guy with a thing, so you go by the, maybe you have a Havamina, you go by the present price.
Which Bechlal and Dalet, hey, we say such an idea that it's a compensation. I mean, I understand on the Karen, we could have such a Havamina that, you know, we want you to be able to replace it. But on the Kefal Dalet V'Hei, we say this idea that it's a replacement.
Well, it's a Dalet V'Hei of what? What is it a Dalet V'Hei of?
If it's I understand it's a Dalet V'Hei of the item that I stole, but the idea that it's towards some kind of a replacement.
But if we're pegging the Dalet V'Hei on the item you stole, the item that you're obligated to return, then there's a svar to say that if the item that you're obligated to return is now worth more, then Dalet V'Hei would be on that higher value, to which he says, if we don't even do that with regards to the Karen, then it's not misstopper that we would do that with regards to the Dalet V'Hei.
Okay.
I don't know. You should have put the Huzel together. Yeah, I don't think we have an answer for that.
Rebbe, why can't we say that theoretically that there are two separate issues? Meaning that the Hainu, there's one issue that you need to, that you might argue that you need to be giving Dalet V'Hei of the object. Which he says, well, if we don't require to give Dalet V'Hei the object by Karen, it's not Mistava, we require to give Dalet V'Hei by Karen. It's not Mistava, you give Dalet V'Hei by the object by Dalet V'Hei. And the separate issue he's donning is that the separate issue that he's donning is it the object or is it, or are you like a Yunus Chai of a certain value? To which he says, you're nishchayev of a value also. I mean, it's not just that you're nishchayev of an object, and therefore, if it's huzal, you're going to have to pay. You're nishchayev of a value.
But isn't that mukhla from the fact that you don't go up, that you're not chayev of the object?
No, because theoretically, it could be theoretically, al kopanim, it needs to be the object. You're nishchayev of a value that al kopanim needs to be the object.
I don't know why I should.
But he's demonstrating we don't say a value that Alko Pana needs to be the object because we don't even say that by Karen.
Okay. I don't know. I hear. Okay. Anyway, so I think that works out, almost answers all our problems. In other words, and it could be you're right, that it would work with the Poputa Charifta too, but I'm still not so clear. But in other words, the basic part we're saying is that the when the Rosh used the Svara, Amodem Mifter, we made one mistake. We thought that the Svara Amodem Mifter is a Svara that is in itself a reason to go up, to change the Chiyuv. Because you can't be Mechayami when I can be Maida and Mifter. That's not a, it's not a vow at time to mechayimi on that time, you know, because you can't be mechayimi when I can be made the mifter. So you have to wait or whatever. You have to, the chiyuv is coming when I can't be made the mifter. That's when the chiyuv comes. And therefore, if that's when the chiyuv comes, then that's the price that you have to use. So we thought that made the mifter in itself is a svara all by itself. What we're basically saying, that made the mifter is a, it works in conjunction, is that when you have a choice, I think my marshal of graduation is a good marshal. When you have a choice of two choices, which makes sense, then made the mifter will just tell you which one to choose. But Mode the Mifter in its own right is not a svara. Mode the Mifter can't push you to a choice that that you would have never chosen without by itself, without the svara of Mode the Mifter. Like Mode the Mifter, like I said, the fact that the father is a big donor is never going to push you to make a son grad a salvatorian who's the worst kid in the class. You can't do that. There's no way you can make the worst kid in the class a salvatorian. It's not an option. So Moda and Mifter can only work when you have two options and they're both good options and they're both equally good options and they're both right. And now you don't know which way to go. There's a svara, you know, which way should we go? They're both right. So then Moda and Mifter will choose. So by Karen, there's only one option because there's only one Shas Chiyuv. By Kevel, there could be two options. By Dao, there's also two, you know, either Shas Geneva, Shas Amad Vidin, because there's two Maisa Geneva. By Kevel, by Dao, there's two options, Shas Geneva and Shas Ficha Mechira. There's no option of Shas of later, because we, at least you said the way I said, because you can't do a Geneva after the Tficha Mechira. So that doesn't do anything. It's a meaningless Geneva. So the Maidel Mifter can never move you. There's no Havamina under the sun that the Maidel Mifter would move you past Tficha Mechira. While Kevel, it could move you because you're doing a new Maisa Geneva. You're doing a continuous Maisa Geneva, maybe after that you're Chayav Kefel for not returning, right? And you know, that's also a Geneva. But a little bit, I mean, I have to think about it because we still got, and we're, you know, just because it's, we still got a few minutes. Why isn't that a Chayte Nisker? In other words, by Kefel. In other words, because you're saying that he did a Maisa Geneva. And that should cause the Chiyuv Shekar Mishas Geneva. Now he's doing another Aveira that he's not being made the Mifter. So therefore we say, aha, you're doing another Aveira, you're not being made the Mifter. So now we're going to be Mechayiv you for the lower amount because the price went down. So why isn't that like similar to what the Rosh said that we don't want to be chayte mifter nisker? In other words, if you would have just did the first ma'aseh geneva, he'd be chayte the higher price. Now because he did another ma'aseh geneva, and he wasn't ma'aseh mifter.
There is
a lower price.
But usually Chote Nisker is like you're going to do something wrong because you can gain from it. Like here, you don't want to admit just because the guy still is trying to get away with the thing that he did wrong. Like
again, if you would admit, then the case would be closed. You would be mifter at the point at which you admitted.
Right.
You're not being nisker. If you would be moda, then you would be putter. So then it's not, you're not being nisker and waiting. You're ending up being chayav all day the fact that you waited. If you wouldn't have waited and you would have been moda, you would.
No, I understand, but the fact that we're saying that you, in order to be mechayav you from shas tficha mechira, you need a second a sivas mechayav. So what's a sivas mechayav? The fact that you weren't moda. So the fact that there is like this additional tibas and mechayev is not getting the guy off the hook a little easier.
Again, is it an additional sivus mechayev, or is it the fact that there's still an opportunity to mitigate? I mean, his being kol zman that he's still holding on to the gneva, he could be mode on the gneva, and that to some degree mitigates the fact that he stole, is holding the gneva. It's only once he gets hit with the witnesses that he no longer has the ability to just come clean that now he's chayev.
I hadn't thought of that so well. So, but doesn't that mean, you know, that's not a new sibus of mechayev?
That's not it's and until you've met the point, until you've reached the point where you can no longer come clean, so then your chomer of your geneva is not the same chomer.
But then you could say that by dao de hey too. We don't want to say that because then by dao de also. So you say that that's when the chomer of your geneva, and then you should be dao de from shas avad b'din mamish. Okay, I don't know. I think about it. Okay, I think we should go weiter. I think it's not so bad. Rabbi Meltzer, Rav Nosson, we should look at I'll look at Bnei Neder at the Rosh Hashiva Sefer. For all I know, the Rosh Hashiva said this. It could be that I said when I was in the blot chair. It was when I heard the shot.
There's also a very interesting Rav Naftali Trump on this. And he's trying to be Miyashiv the Rosh with the tour.
Naftali, what is he bothered by, Rav Naftali?
I didn't get a chance to really look at it. He's bothered by the differences between the tour and the rush. The tour has a little different configuration.
Okay. Anyway, I think we should go back there in the Gemara. I think I'm afraid I'm gonna lose everybody. So let's go further in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Lema pligi derava derava. But let's read it a little further from there in the Gemara. With the Lema pligi rava derava. That's you say there's excise in the Sivis there on the Rashi? I think so, no?
Yeah, they're on the top of the Shasia, you know, the second time. What? Yeah. Yeah, they argue about what's the Tavro Shasia. Is that a Gzela or Hezek?
Yeah, where is that Xais in the Cetus? You know,
Simon Lamed Dalet.
Simon Lamed Dalet. Okay, so we should.
The middle of Edus.
What?
The middle of Huchas Edus, I think.
Oh, nice. Okay. So we should look at that too. So we should go further tomorrow, starting from Meme Pligi Derava Derava. And we should look at that Xais in the Cetus a little bit. Okay.
Rabbi, can I just, I'm trying to clarify this svara. Rabbi saying imodo mifter.
Yes.
So I thought initially, like, if the svara of imodo mifter, if it's not going at the time, like the shas tvicha should have no shaykhis. So Rabbi's assuming since it's closer to the time, it still helps. So I would have said the fact that it's closer in time, like, why does that make a difference if it's not?
Okay, because you're pointing the problem of imodo mifter is some of the time.
As long as some of the time is not more than mifter.
So it's better. Something is better than nothing. It's like my moshe with the donor. You can't get the biggest donor. If you get the second biggest donor, it's also good.
I'm saying, but that's more viewing the svara of imodo mifter as like it. We don't. It's not good if someone's modo mifter. I mean, it's not assuming the svara modo mifter is like a svara where the chiv should happen at the time. It's more like doesn't look good if someone's modo mifter and the thing
goes. Okay, well, that's what I was trying to say. Sort of.
I know, but anyhow, the chiv never comes on for dal of hey until the tzvicha happens.
Yeah, but it should be chalim afreya. Then it'll be chalim afreya.
No, but I'm saying if it's chalim.
I'm not sure if Chalim Afreya might mean that really was Chal from before. I don't know if you can have a Chalim Afreya. I don't know. I don't really know. And we really have to know, what was the Havamina? Why was there a Havamina that the Havamina is Shas Gneva? There's no Tficha Mechira yet.
You could say it's like built in or something.
I don't know. Maybe there is some kind of far that it's how now, and if there will be a future Tzicha Mechira, then it's how we're ready from Shas Geneva. Not really Chal Mafreya, it's how maybe in the beginning of Tanai. So that would be answer your question. Chal Mafreya is a little bit hard. Like what kind of thing is that? If it's Chal later, how say it's Chal Mafreya? Might make more sense. And it's Chal Lechatchila, conditional on the future.
I'm trying to think of an answer to answer my question, because at the end of the day, there's no, even if it's chal a little bit in the beginning, until he does the tvichu mechira, we're not afraid of anything until he does the tvichu mechira.
You're making it chal.
I'm saying if he's moda now, let's say he's moda on the geneva before he does tvichu mechira. Fine, so he's moda. But we're not going to be afraid that he's going to take away the knas, because if he's moda now, then once the tvichu mechira happens, there's no chiyuv of tvichu mechira, because he was already moda.
Okay, but if we made a chiyuv out tonight, it means we made a chiyuv, and then we're going to have to take it away.
Yeah, this is we're in overtime here.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Shkaich.
Okay, Shkaich.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Shkaich.